No one running to be Nashville's next mayor has promised to end corporate subsidies, but their appetites for incentives do vary. WPLN asked the six major candidates their general feeling on tax breaks and cash grants for companies. Blake Farmer reports.
Companies would get celebrity treatment with businesswoman Linda Rebrovic as mayor.
I'm very much in favor of recruiting and attracting new businesses and rolling out the red carpet for them.
Under the current mayor's leadership, the city has had some big wins, from attracting a new UBS office to big expansions for both HCA and Bridgestone.
And part of that has been through using corporate subsidies.
At-large Councilwoman Megan Berry says she's voted in favor of those incentive packages because they're good for the local economy. Charter school founder Jeremy Kane argued to reduce the recent deal with Bridgestone in order to preserve school funding, but he wants to make clear,
I'm in favor of incentives.
Same for developer Bill Freeman, though he doesn't give much color to explain his philosophy.
Would you want to be any more specific than that?
I think providing incentives for companies to relocate to our state and especially to our city is something that we ought to explore.
Everyone seems to bemoan the increasing role of government money in corporate relocations and expansions, but former school board chairman David Fox says it's a necessary evil.
If we were to just unilaterally disarm, I think we would see it be quite difficult both to recruit major employers, but also I think we'd be losing some big employers.
Only one candidate suggests it might be time to change course, if only slightly, attorney Charles Robert Bone.
While I don't think we should pull back and try to slow the momentum we have, I think we are at a point where we can probably be a little more judicious.
Bone says he'd at least prioritize parts of town that haven't benefited from recent economic development projects. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.